Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League podcast number 43, season 9, episode 3. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests this week. It's Aaron Hughes and Ty Borman. Let's start the show by discussing week 4 for KSL.
Kevin over Palmer,
Brian over me,
Mike on top of Borman, Snyder teabagging Pate, Nanagay balls deep on Oberg, and Aaron barely beating Doug. Game of the week, Ty.
Aaron barely beating Doug.
Aaron, game of the week.
I scored the second most points. Doug scored the third most points.
And that is the game of the week. So the ups of the week, I am going to have to say, I'm going to have to say Brian over myself. Ty?
No, the upset was Mike over me.
Aaron?
Nanagay over Oberg. Ooh. Only by a couple points.
Yes, only by a couple points. So we got to talk about week 5. Week 5 is going to be awesome week. We got Aaron versus Brian, and Brian's 3-1, by the way. We have myself
as am I, Andy. This is a 3-1 versus 3-1.
This is the 3-1s versus 3-1. So we're gonna have a 4-1 and a 3-2 after this. So Ty, do you think he's gonna win?
Oh gosh, Brian's gonna win this one.
He's got a tough matchup though. Lions against the Bears. I have a good chance, yeah. I think.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. It's Monday night, you know. Lovey's 20-15 on late games, so you never know what's going to happen. We got myself over Snyder, Ty versus Pate, the battle of the 1-3s. Ty, are you going to beat David?
I'm going to try. Right. After the last, I'm 1-3 right now. What's Dave?
He's 1-2.
Yeah, I'm going to win this one, I think.
Okay. Awesome. So we have some divisional games. We got Mike versus Palmer, Doug versus Oberg, and Nanagay versus Kevin. I got to ask, is Dave going to continue the winning streak? Is Dave Nanagay going to continue his winning streak, Ty?
The team looks unreal right now, so yeah, probably.
All right, Aaron, what do you think?
No, I like, no joke, Dave Nanagay is going to be the first team in KSL history to go 4-0 and not make the playoffs.
Ooh, that's some big things to state. All right, we'll see about that. So what is the game of the week? Aaron?
Game of the week. You know, it's tough, but I'm going to have to say myself and Brian.
All right, Ty, what's the game of the week?
I want to see Kevin Tripp and Faceplant this week. So okay. Probably Kevin versus Plum Smugglers.
I'm going to have to agree. Dave Nanagay versus Kevin Smith. The biggest upset of the week is going to be Oberg beating Doug. I'm just saying it. What do you think, Ty?
Same game. Kevin Smith versus Dave Nanagay.
All right, Aaron. Versus. So who is Kevin going to win or is Dave going to win, Ty?
I'm looking at buys right now. They must have already pulled him already out. Let's see.
Ty, it's upset. Who's going to upset somebody else? In other words, like,
you got the best record against the most points. You go with the most points.
So
I actually think
the upset of the week will be Nanagay over Kevin. Is what?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Aaron.
Kevin's probably going to win. Dave's probably going to win.
Now, let's hold on a second, all right? Let's explain how this works. The game of the week is the game that's
supposed to I get it. It took me a while to get to the page.
Okay. Most exciting one to watch. The upset of the week is the person who wins who probably shouldn't win.
Dave is going to upset Kevin.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I think it'll be Oberg over Doug because that would be devastating to him.
Doug would start saying, I'm offering my best players for draft picks for next year right now.
I think I'm already doing that right now. I'm thinking about it.
But you shouldn't, because we're going to talk about why you shouldn't in just a second there, Ty.
Yeah, so we got some KSL news. By the way, the Wikipedia is not ready yet, but KiwaniSportsLeague.com, you can go to it, and there's a Wikipedia ready to go. We'll start entering stuff in later. So one team has started 0-4 and made it to the playoffs. And that was Ryan Hamm back in 2008. Can Doug or Palmer do the same? Aaron?
Doug could? Probably not. Palmer, there's no way in hell that he could do that.
So, Ty, what do you think?
No way in hell for Palmer. Doug, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Now, Aaron, who has started Owen such and such? Like, what is it, 0-7? Is that the longest losing streak?
No, the longest was Travis last year, and he went like 0-10, I want to say. 0-11, something like that.
But he didn't make the playoffs, right?
No, he did not. Okay. The team that made the playoffs, when we've had people who can't make the playoffs, it was 0-4 was the longest one.
Okay, all right. So maybe someone will go 0-5 this year and make the playoffs. You never know.
It's very unlikely.
So here's something really interesting that Aaron pointed out. We have no 2-2 teams in the league, which means the bottom teams are still in the running. So no matter what... What?
What the fuck?
What was that?
Woohoo! I'm still in the running.
You're still in the running. So am I. So that's the best part. You're still in the running. If you're 1-3, you're still in the running. So...
You know, the thing is, Doug is one win away. Like, no joke, Doug is one win away from being the seventh seeded team. Doug is 0-4. He is one win away from being the seventh seeded team.
And so am I.
So is Andy. So is Ty.
Yep, all at the bottom. So what bottom teams will not get a playoff spot? We have Oberg.
No, what bottom teams will get a playoff spot?
Oh, will get a playoff spot. We have Oberg, Ty, myself, David Pate, Doug Hahn, and Ty Palmer. Who do you think is going to be, Mr. Boardman?
Me, Pate, and Doug.
So only two can make it because there's six at the top, and these are the six bottom teams.
Me and Doug.
You think that you and Doug will be the only two that make it out of this?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm going to say myself and Dave.
Ooh. Dave has such a weak team, though, man. If you take a look at his points for, he's only got 700 points for.
I'm rooting for the underdog.
I don't see him doing that. I mean, Andy, I could see you. I could also see Ty. But I think that Doug is – I honestly feel that Doug is going to have a come-from-behind victory and make it into the playoffs.
He's going to come from behind? Is he going to pull out at the very end?
Well, Doug has told me that pulling out, that's how dumb people do it. What he does is he says, don't get her pregnant.
Push it back in. That's what he says.
He just aims deep, right? Just exactly. Goes right past.
Well, yeah. I mean, he told me that, you know, once you go balls deep, you know, you don't even have to worry. You know,
balls deep.
They just know what to do, all right? He says, sperm, don't get her pregnant, and it works.
Okay. So let's move on to the Elite League. We had Doug over Dave, Joe over Oberg, Brian over Palmer, Mike over myself, Aaron over Chris. Game of the week, Mike beating me, Aaron.
Me finally getting a win.
Upset of the week, Aaron finally getting a win.
Probably.
So week four, we have me versus No Bulge. Mike versus Doug, Brian versus Chris, Joe versus Palmer, Oberg over Dave. Big game of the week, myself with Aaron. Myself versus the game of the week is myself versus No Bulge. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to teabag him so hard. I'm going to teabag him into submission is what's going to happen. So, Aaron, what do you think?
Interesting proposition you have there, Andy.
Game of the
Very
week.
Very interesting. A game of the week will be me over you, and then upset of the week would be you over me.
The upset of the week is if Aaron beats me. That's all
so
that matters.
Let's move on to survival and pick'ems news. In Survivor League...
Aaron's out?
I am not out.
You have
one strike left. Well, the thing that's stupid, I picked Buffalo, and they lost, so I should have two strikes, but I picked Buffalo and it didn't record it. So I'm calling shenanigans. In that aspect. But we have our first elimination, though, Andy.
Yeah, someone who is here with us right now, Ty.
Oh, yeah, well, eliminated. What can you do?
Are you going to...
Next year.
Okay. After four weeks.
In 2 weeks in a row, you didn't pick a survival team.
You could have picked the Lions on one of those three picks, dude, and you would have been okay. Lions and Bills.
You only have to pick one team.
I know.
You only have to pick one. And you're like, yeah, I'm too busy.
I couldn't get to a computer.
I can do a 20-minute long podcast about picking a team, but I don't know how to do it because I don't know how to work a mouse.
That's right.
Hey, Ty, just blame it on the iPhone.
I do.
Okay.
Well, the app does not work.
The app does not work.
It works on Android.
The app does not work on the
iPhone. But you know what? We have Flash, though, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, did you guys hear what happened to Steve Jobs?
What happened?
I don't know. So let's move. So pick him. Off the top of the leaderboard right now is the Bears, Brian Shateen. He has 48 wins. He's only picked 16 wrong teams. Congratulations, Brian. And at the bottom, we have Scoring Daily. He's 22-42. He's still in the running. He needs to start doing picks. Just do picks for the rest of the year, dude. Seriously. See what happens.
All right, I'll do. Okay.
Right now. No, seriously. Right now.
No.
Recording, please do this. I'll fill up some time.
I'll do it tomorrow.
In second place, with 46, I'm two behind Brian. So, I mean,
So we only have 2-4-0 teams left in the NFL. That is the NFC North, Lions, and Packers. Who's going to lose first?
Lions.
Packers.
Bears, oh my.
Yes, you know why? Because the Packers are going to lose on Sunday, and then the Lions are going to lose on Monday.
Ooh, you got me there.
By the way, just to let you know, I watch Dancing with the Stars because I'm forced to. But Cutler's ex-fiance, he's back with her. He was shown Monday on Dancing with the Stars, and guess what happened on Tuesday? Her ass got eliminated.
No one cares about that, Andy. But I
Cutler's
ask-
bad luck. That's the thing. She brought him on there, and then The Nancy Grace's ass is still on there. That's the problem.
Talk about Dancing with the Stars.
Because it's relevant.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Bullshit, dude. First off, Andy, she was a great dancer, but Cutler brought her down. That's the problem. So Cutler. Andy, what, Andy, Aaron? What, Aaron?
Is Tony Romo a bust for the Cowboys?
What?
Is Tony Romo a bust for the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I don't think he is, to be honest.
Well, okay, Andy, why? Why do you think he's a bust?
He's had some great games. Don't get me wrong. He's had some great games. Don't get me wrong. The problem is you have to win. You have to be clutch. He's not.
And are you saying he's not, or are you saying his offensive line is not?
No, he isn't. I just don't consider him that good of a football player. I never have.
Look at the mistakes made in the last few games, and tell me you can blame it on Tony.
I can't blame all, but... He contributed some of those, though. That's the problem. I think that the Cowboys are a little overrated. I think that you can have one guy pick your team for you, like Jerry Jones does. But at some point, you kind of got to let your coach take care of stuff.
I love the flow chart, by the way, Aaron.
Jason Witten triple coverage? Throw it to him.
He goes to the sideline, he winks at Jason Witten.
Witten gives him a nice tap on the tush.
Run the ball, what are you kidding?
Andy, you've said fuck so far in this podcast, and instead of saying ass or butt, you say
tush.
You are such a flamer.
You suck a lot of dick is what the problem is. So, are the Steelers that bad? Are they that bad?
On the thing, Andy.
You put, are the Steelers so last year, is what you put.
Yes. Are they?
Yes. That's it.
I love Andy's responses.
Yes.
Oh, you want me to expand on that? I'm sorry. I didn't realize
Why don't
that.
You expand on it, Aaron? What, Ty, why don't you expand on it?
Yes.
That's all you got is yes.
So I will. I'll say why they have an aging team. Their team is old. They don't have anyone young on there, and Ben Roethlisberger is really, really sucking it up right now.
Yeah, you shouldn't still be starting Hines Ward, you know, after 10 years or whatever. Roethlisberger is old.
Well, Roethlisberger's not that old. I mean, he's what?
Okay, but he's decrepit. You know, the guy. He's been through a few too many blenders.
Well, they
okay. Define old, Ty. Do you define it as like gray pubic hair old?
No, I think he's been aged. You know, he's been through the ringer so much that he's like a 90-year-old
So he has gray pubic hair then, is what you're saying.
I wouldn't know. Ask Aaron.
Damn it. I thought you were going to be like, yes, of course he has gray pubic hair. I'd be like, how do you know?
What do you think Mendenhall can carry the team?
Well, I mean, he did dry hump, Rapasort worker last year. By the way, would you wear a shirt that said rape and his number on it?
Rapist burger?
Yeah. Would you wear a jersey that said that?
No.
To a Steelers home game at the 50-yard line?
They still love him.
I would wear a shirt that says rape me. Do it.
And then have Kurt Cobain's face on it.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Awesome, awesome. So, Ty, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I know you have a busy day today. Thanks for stopping by. Aaron, same goes to you. I know you've been busy as well. It's nice to do these shows at least once a week. So I just want to thank Section 86 for hosting the podcast, and Ace Productions for doing all their editing on the show. And I want to thank HostGator. Use the special coupon code Section8686, and you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. I hate you. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.